makes you wonder what's going on. I've been in contact with Irish Water on numerous occasions, and indeed the last time I was speaking to them, they said that they had now were using a different infrastructure, and they hoped that the problem would be solved. But obviously, yesterday and today's burst is showing that's not correct.
And I'm sure residents in the area are effectively fed up, and I'm sure that they continue their daily lives with a lot of uncertainty as to when the next burst will occur.
Yeah, I can understand the frustration and indeed the anger of the residents. And Irish Water needs to be upfront and explain to us all, in particular the residents, what has happened here. Has it got something to do with the new pipeline that's been put in from the Fullerton Dam up bypass of Manor Cunningham into Letterkenny? Because since Christmas, there's just been too many bursts. And if it is the case that it's substandard piping, then Irish Water need to invest, as I have asked for at the council meeting in February, in new infrastructure in the area so that people have an adequate and a constant supply.
And it must be frustrating for yourself too, Councillor McMonagall, that despite you continually raising this issue at council level, that, you know, it seems to be falling on deaf ears, I'm sure, from your point of view.
Yeah, the frustration for us is that we can't get talking to anyone, it seems, directly at Irish Water. Our council employees are tied in them with it. Service level agreement. We must go to Irish Water with all complaints first, and then they delegate the works to the council staff. But if you contact Irish Water, you get contacted in the morning, the afternoon and the evening time, and you're going to get three different people you're talking to. And this just isn't good enough.